Well, I have the singing bowl here with me, so we're going to begin with some mindfulness of breathing for a couple of minutes here, okay? And then we'll learn a couple new tools with mindfulness today. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. You can just allow your eyes to close. And then just bring your attention into breathing and notice what it feels like to breathe.
Okay, I could still hear. Why is he still there?
Remember what we're doing? Okay. So when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open. Take your time. How are you today? Good. I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. And there's Kathy and Caitlin. Hello, welcome.
We're here. Thank you.
Yep, welcome. We just spent a few moments with the bell in mindful breathing, and now we're going to get started in learning something new. And okay, there we go. You got in. Okay. I don't know if Vanessa will be joining us. We'll see. So, did you have a question? Okay, so did anyone remember to notice how different places in your body feel? Attention to your breath, listening to sounds, anything that we've practiced so far. Have you done any of that in the last week? And if so, how was that for you? Not at all. That's okay. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can do that throughout the next week. Okay? Okay. Sounds good. Well, how about you, Mom? That's okay. Well, you know what? Sometimes learning takes repetition. So that's why, we're meeting for 8 classes, and it also can come in little tiny bits. Maybe while we're washing our hands, noticing,
Classes.
each class, washing our hands, noticing how the water feels on our hands, or when we're out, outside, listening to the sounds outside a little bit, noticing our breath, or as we're going to sleep. So there's lots of ways to fold it in little by little, one breath at a time. And there's no rush. Repetition is needed sometimes. Okay. What'd you say? Okay. Okay. Today we're going to deepen our experience a little bit of mindfulness of breath. So every time that we've met, we've focused on our breath some and been mindful of our breath, our breathing. And this time we're going to practice something that can be help you stay focused on your breath. And there's a lot of benefits to staying focused on our breath sometimes, like if we need to help ourselves calm, or if we're trying to rest, or if we need to focus. Okay, like say we're focusing on something that we want to get done or something that's important to us. So raise your hand if you were able to stay focused on your breath today while we were practicing the beginning. Okay, so sometimes it's hard. Was it hard for you to stay focused on your breath?
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. today we're going to learn a tool that can help us a little bit with that. And in a moment, I'm going to breathe in. And when you see me breathing in, you're going to say quietly but out loud, breathing in. And when you see me breathing out, I want you to say breathing out. So you're going to say it quietly but out loud, okay? Okay. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Okay. This time, I want you to make your words last the whole time of me breathing in and out, which we kind of did that time, but we're just going to practice it a couple more times. Okay. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Now you're going to try that on your own, and you're going to see if that helps you stay focused on your breath. Everybody's different, so sometimes this is helpful, and sometimes it's more important to just pay attention to what it feels like to breathe. Go ahead. You have a question, Bella? Oh, you're muted. I'm going to unmute.
So, I still have trouble with breathing because I'm always like, once I start focusing it, I kind of start controlling it.
Yeah, you start controlling it a little bit. This might actually be kind of interesting to try then and see what happens. You know, it might change it up a little bit for you, or it might be a similar situation that you've experienced before where you feel that control and then you notice that and then you kind of start breathing regular again. Is that kind of how it happens?
It's kind of like once I start noticing my breathing, I kind of feel like I'm not breathing.
Right. Right. And breathing is automatic, but sometimes, we can feel a little tension or pressure when we're breathing, and then we might feel like we need to control it. And then if you just kind of notice that tendency to want to control it, then it usually will relax back into your automatic breathing. Which is, I think, what happens with you after a little bit of time. Is that what you're noticing? Does it kind of go back to a regular breathing pattern after a little bit?
If I stop noticing it.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, let's give this a try. And see how it goes. Okay?
Can you ask a question?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead, Kathy and Caitlin.
Isn't that earlier? I practiced my breathing.
You did practice your breathing? And how was it for you for staying focused? Was it easy or hard?
Easy.
Easy. Yeah.
Her mom.
Huh?
I used to be as her mom, and we did try a couple times, but I didn't feel like she was doing it with me. She was kind of not doing it with me. It's interesting to hear her say that she thought it was easy.
Yeah. Well, and go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I think we talked about it once during the week, I think.
Okay. Yes. And if we choose a time when everything is calm, that can help. If it's a little bit more tense, that can be a little bit more challenging for everybody unless we've had some practice of doing it when it's calm. And also, it might look different for our child, or for the mom, to do it. And so in that respect, I think it's most important to just keep practicing, to keep bringing our attention and kind of be curious and exploratory with it and see where it goes. Because it's different, you know, like there's a lot of attention on different kinds of things and as we grow up and as we go to school and that kind of thing. And so if this is sort of new, it does take some practice. Kind of, there's like different layers to it too. So I'm glad that you asked that question and spoke up. Thank you. Okay. All right, let's give this a try, the mindful breathing with the anchor words. Okay, are you ready? Mm-hmm. So the only difference, like when you were saying it, when you were watching me breathe in and out and you were saying it out loud, we're going to be saying it on the inside now, silently, or, you know, inside our minds, silently to ourselves. So first put your mindful body on. Just allow your body to be still. Then hold one hand up in the air and place it on your belly. And then use your reminder words and see how long you can stay focused on your breath. And I'm going to be saying it with you for a few times, and then I'll let you try it on your own. Okay? Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And then just allow yourself to take five more breaths and do that on your own. Noticing your breath while saying breathing in and breathing out.
Breathing in.
Okay, when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open. So you've learned a lot about mindful breathing. And just what is this, our third week, I think? you've learned about your anchor, where you feel your breath in your body. So maybe you feel it coming in your nose or your mouth, or maybe you feel it in your chest or in your belly, or maybe you just kind of feel it in your whole body. Yeah. You've learned how to focus your attention on your breathing for a little bit of time. Tell me, did it help to say the breathing in, breathing out? What happened when you tried that? Did it help you stay at your base and focus on your breath? Or was it easier to do it without the words? Who'd like to share? How was it using the words to be able to stay focused on your breath?
Good.
Good. Was that helpful? That was helpful. Okay. How was it for you, Bella?
I don't want to say a lot.
You don't want to say anything? Okay. Caitlin?
I liked it inside.
You liked it inside? It was quiet inside. Okay. That's the good thing about having lots of different ways to be mindful is then you can choose what works for you. Okay? Some of the things I might share might be helpful, other of them might be a little bit distracting. That's why we offer a few different ways to pay attention to your breath and just kind of notice how your breath feels in your body and then see what happens when you notice. Okay. Now we're going to move on. If you don't have any more questions about the mindfulness of breathing at your base, using the anchor words or just focusing on your breath and what it feels like, we're going to talk about something else. But before I move on, anybody else have questions or anything? Okay. We're going to talk about something that I bet you're kind of familiar with, whether or not you know this word. But if an adult has ever made you give someone a gift or give something away when you don't want to, raise your hand. Has that ever happened to you? Maybe. Okay, now keep your hand up if that felt good. Did you like giving away something when you didn't want to? Okay. Now, raise your hand if you've ever given something away or shared because you did want to. Okay. Keep your hand up if that felt good to you to share when you wanted to share. Okay. When we give because we want to, it feels good inside. And I'm wondering if anyone can tell me what generosity means. I don't know if there's... Is Thomas responding? Giving and sharing. Yes. So generosity is giving and sharing from our hearts or because we really want to. It feels good for us to do that, to be generous. Okay. Do you know what happens when we are generous? Our hearts get very happy. And generosity or giving doesn't have to have anything to do with money or giving away big things. We can be generous in small ways and big ways. Today we're going to imagine some of those ways. So we're going to get our mindful bodies on and let your eyes close again. I'm going to share some examples with you for you to imagine. Imagine that you're with some friends and you have a friend there with you who is trying to open the door, but her hands are really full and she can't open the door. You open the door for her and she smiles and she's really thankful because she couldn't have gotten in with your help. So notice how that feels to help your friend open the door when her hands are full. Okay, now imagine that you're at your desk or somewhere and someone who sits next to you or walks in next to you accidentally drops a box of pens and pencils. You reach down and you help them pick up all the pencils and notice how that feels. All right. Here's our next example. Imagine that it's snack time and you have two cookies. You know your best friend didn't bring a snack, so you give your friend one of the cookies. Notice how that feels.
It feels good. All the things you said.
And then imagine that you're in line to do something. Thank you. And somebody else comes to get in line and they're really in a hurry, so you let them in front of you. Notice how that feels. And now imagine you saying something really kind to someone, something that you really feel in your heart inside. Notice how that feels. Okay, and then when you're ready, allow your eyes to open. So now we have some examples of generosity. Can you share some examples of how you're generous in your life so that we can all learn together about generosity a little bit more? You gave your brother a Pokemon card he really wanted. And how did it feel for you? How did that feel, Bella? Good? Good? Go ahead. You're saying
that.
One
time when I was in school, I gave my friend Maya one of my dad's dolls.
Yes, and how'd that feel?
Good.
Good. That's nice to share. She gave a friend one of her dolls. Did you have something you wanted to share too? No?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, go ahead.
My friend, we had sparkly eyes, and my friend had one, and I had two, and I had one of the same ones, and she wanted it, and I let her use it.
And how did that feel?
Good.
Good. Very good. Okay. So how do we feel that we could be generous today or this coming week? Sometimes generosity is something, like I said, something little, something big. It could be helping around the house, noticing when someone's tired and giving them a hand. How could we be generous in our lives this coming week? Do you have any ideas? Yes. Do you have an idea you want to share first?
No. I forgot.
You forgot? Okay, maybe I'll come back to you. Oh, Kayla, did you have something you wanted to share, or Kathy? Kathy.
She's asking me to say that me helping her go to sleep, being generous or helpful.
Yes.
I help her go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. it's a good reminder of what people like to learn about what other people feel is helpful to them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I always like it when we do this one because it reminds me to ask instead of assuming what I know. Not that, you know, my assumption would be wrong, but it's nice to know exactly what somebody else finds helpful too.
Yeah, she'll tell me exactly, like, scratch her back or
read
a story.
Yeah. That's nice. She's saying when she helps her go to sleep, if that's helpful and generous. Thank you. Thomas, did you have something to share?
Yes.
Yes.
Quarter machine and went to give me a bracelet.
Oh, there you go.
So we were downtown and Thomas had a quarter and he tried to give it, well, he gave it to a lady to put it in her parking meter. And she actually owns a Native American shop to give him a bracelet.
Aww.
He gave him a bracelet.
Yeah. Aww. That's really nice. Thank you for sharing that. That your generosity came right back to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We can't be generous and expect something back, though.
No, generosity comes from the heart. It sounds like it did, and it just was that she also had it back for him in her heart too at that moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I wish I had my wallet.
A wallet?
Yeah, I wish I had it right now.
Yeah.
I left my wallet in the car.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for sharing that story with us. So, I have one more question here. How many generous things do you... Oh, are you saying something, Bella?
No.
I wasn't sure if somebody else is saying something there. Okay. How many generous things do you think you could do today and tomorrow?
Two.
Two? Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe more than that.
You probably do more than that without even noticing. I'm pretty sure. I'm guessing. So how about for the next 2 days, whenever you think about it, write down any generous act you do and any generous act someone does for you. Or maybe keep a family list on the refrigerator. And then you can collect them and we could talk about them next time. What do you think?
What?
Write down all the generous things that you do and someone does for you. You think? Would that be something you'd be willing to try between now and next time?
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. And if you don't write them down, you could maybe just pay attention a little bit and see see what generosity you notice in your own family.
Amy?
Yes. Are you saying something, Caitlin? I'm sorry, your picture got frozen. Say that again, please.
I had something generous that I could do.
Yes, tell me more.
I could give a lot of my racks to someone named Rick and Rose that are
hanging
away for a wedding gift.
Yes, definitely. Did you say there were special rocks? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? I just got some special rocks from one of my daughter's friends for my birthday. I was grateful to get them.
And they had diamonds in them.
They were, yeah, they had like some sort of
crystal
or something that was kind of shimmery.
Yeah.
And okay. So we have some ideas to leave with today on generosity, how we can be generous and how we can just notice when other people are generous to us, as well as the mindfulness of breath. And again, our breath is just a central point in our bodies that we can focus on to help ourselves pay attention, to help ourselves calm. And it does take a little bit of practice, or a lot of practice, kind of depending on where we're at with things in our lives and our bodies. But you can bring it in some really small ways, like at bedtime, washing hands, when you step outside, other times. You okay? All right. Does anyone have any more questions before we end with a little bit of mindfulness and the bell? You have a question?
This is how you could be grateful to another person. If you don't have anything to say or give, a hug or a kiss.
Aww. Yeah, sure. You could give someone a hug or a kiss if you're grateful and you don't have anything to give. Sometimes a hug or a kiss is really better than something to give anyway. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, everyone. We'll end here with a few moments of mindfulness of breathing. Okay. You ready, Grace?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't hear.
When you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open if they haven't already. And for those of us who are able to focus on our breath, and even those who aren't, just notice the bit of calm that comes when you do. And notice that just a few moments can make a difference for you in your day. And then take that throughout next week, and I will be sending you the audio soon for this one, and reminders for next week. And feel free to email me or post in the Facebook group if you have any questions. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care, everybody.
Yeah.
Good night. Bye. Good night for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.